For 2 years, the HAARP facility has stood inactive. The Air Force built the facility in 1990 to explore communication and surveillance applications by shooting high-frequency radio waves into the Earth's upper atmosphere. But over the years, the Air Force's interest in the facility has waned, and it was proposing to dismantle the facility. That intent attracted the attention of a lot of researchers, says Bob McCoy, director of UAF's Geophysical Institute.
So with funding from the National Science Foundation and the Air Force, the National Research Council performed a study. They brought in 40-something scientists and had a workshop to say, hey, is there good science? And they overwhelmingly came out that, hey, there's plenty of good science.
McCoy says armed with that information and an agreement to receive the facility from the Air Force at no cost, the school decided to take ownership. McCoy acknowledges there will be expenses bringing HAARP online, but outgoing UA president Pat Gamble had agreed to float a $2 million loan to get it up and running. McCoy says it will operate much as the Poker Flat rocket range does, by charging researchers from around the world to use the facility. He feels confident HAARP will pay back the startup costs and be self-sustaining in a few years. And he also acknowledges there are conspiracy theorists out there who have viewed HAARP's military operations over the years with deep suspicions. He thinks the best way to counter that is to invite the public to tour the facility and learn how HAARP works.
It is powerful, but it's 3.6 megawatt. That's the total power transmitted. It's all powered with four tugboat generators, and that's it. We have the power of four tugboats that we run through generators into antennas.
McCoy says there are two other research sites like HAARP around the world, one in Norway and one in Russia. He adds, though, that neither is as powerful or flexible as HAARP, selling points he hopes to make with future researchers who want to use the facility. For KUAC News, I'm Robert Hannon.